Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But it is time for PM Team Power Rankings. We are ranking the top five fullbacks, and we have said since 2000, because I didn't want to bastardize this list.
We all thought of the same easy loopholes. We could have gone Jim Brown 1, Franco Harris 2.
Yeah.
We all thought of the exact same silly little loophole, and so we decided not to collectively exploit.
So I want the big guys that paved the way, and Chris Berman would get on primetime and say, so that's what we're doing here. My top five, just as a tease here, does not include any Steelers. No former Steelers cracked my top five. But my number five did play college ball in Pennsylvania. And he's also a former teammate of one Aaron Rodgers. I put John Kuhn here. I was always a John Kuhn guy. Andrew Filippone, noted John Kuhn lover. He was a first-team All-Pro at one point. He was on the 2010 team that the Steelers lost to in the Super Bowl. He'd have, like, one run for a first down a game. The entire Lambeau crowd would go, Kuhn. So I was always a John Kuhn lover, I guess, for lack of a better term. So he came in at number five for me.
I have a quick question, because this is just going to determine one spot on my list. Do we count guys who are called H-backs, who kind of floated between tight end and fullback, as part of this position?
I mean,
like, Frank Wycheck is kind of the guy.
I think of him more as a tight end, but okay. I mean, if you...
No.
Okay, it's your list, man.
No, that's fine.
I put Kuhn five. You're next. Who's four for you?
Four for me is actually a late entrant because I couldn't decide. And I think you'll be mad because I think you're going to say to me he's too much of a tight end. Charles Clay, great pass-catching threat.
What?
You don't like that? Is that not the spirit of the thing?
You can have whatever spirit you want, but I would have never... I don't think of Charles Clay as a fullback, man.
Really? Because he played for Buffalo and was... Okay. Then I'm going to... We'll wipe it from the list because I was getting pass catchers on here and all sorts of stuff. Doesn't matter. You know who number four is for me, actually?
Who?
Dan Kreider.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think you left a lot of room for interpretation. You're
right,
just kind of typecasting fullbacks here.
Well, I mean, if you want to put Clay in there and defend it, go ahead, but...
No, I'll happily take him off the list. It's fine. Because now I have a better sense of where you truly were hoping this went. So I will go...
What is your favorite Dan Kreider memory?
Him just pummeling Ray Lewis on a play. He came through as the lead blocker, and it was the two Rams meeting on the mountain. And listen, Lewis, as much as I say he was overrated, which is true, would still win a lot of those battles. But I do recall a particular Steelers-Ravens game where Kreider came through leading for, it would have been Bettis, I think, and just flattened Ray Lewis. And man, was that a glorious thing to behold.
Amanda's most cherished Steelers jersey is a Dan Kreider jersey.
So
there you go.
I mean,
when
you look up fullback in the dictionary, you basically see a picture of him, John Kuhn, and a couple other guys who are almost certainly going to get listed here.
Donnie, number three on your top fullback since 2000 list.
So we did have some clarification with the guys way back when who used to be listed as fullbacks when they were really just a team's running back. I also asked you guys, is this solely what they did post 2000? And you said, no, we'll have some leniency. As long as they played in the 2000s, we can count what they did in the 90s. Because I went with Malzie's boy here at number three. I went with Larry Centers.
Oh, my God.
Probably the best receiving fullback of all time.
There's no probably about it. He is.
Malzie would leave Alex for Larry Centers if given the chance. That's how much he loves Larry Centers.
I'm just going to spoil something right now. In deference to the general idea of putting, A, not putting guys who did a lot of their best work in the 90s on this list, and B, being a little bit unsure of how we wanted to feel about pass-catching guys who were more receiving threats, he's my honorable mention. Because he had his best years, no question, in the 90s. The guy caught 100 passes as a fullback.
Yes, I know.
And then the next year he caught 99. Just two of the more bizarre seasons you'll ever see out of a guy.
One of my favorite players to utilize in early Madden games was Larry Centers.
If a Steelers wide receiver two had the following stats in a two-year span, 200 catches, 1,728 yards, so you'd hate the yards per reception and nine touchdowns, you'd say, eh.
Yeah, you'd still take it based on what we've seen.
You'd absolutely take it.
All right, my number two is going to surprise you. It's not Alstott. It's not Alstott at one. I have him at two.
I think I know who you have at one.
The A-Train. What a friggin' load that guy was. The shoulder pads were epic. Putting his head down. We've watched, actually, getting ready for the game on Saturday, we've watched some Steelers-Bucks games from the late 90s and early 2000s.
He looked like a nightmare to tackle.
But I actually think the Steelers did a great job of bottling him up in those games because they didn't see the Bucks every year. And I think the guys on that defense took it personal. Like, this guy's going to come over here and try to blow us up. We're not going to stand for that. So he got the Steelers' best punch, and I think the Steelers did a very good job in those situations.
I thought he was also a guy, classic, like, even more. People say this about Derrick Henry. I don't even think it's true because he's got sprinter speed. But if you could get Alstott before he got about two or three, like, truly clean steps running downhill, you could neutralize him. Most of those Alstott highlights are him getting, like, a little bit of space to start with, like a decently blocked play. And then just running over a couple of these poor SOBs coming up from the secondary trying to tackle him.
So he played
violent, violent football.
He played five games against the Steelers in his career.
I bet you he didn't have a 100-yard game against them.
He did have a game in 98 where he got the ball 24 times for 78 yards and a touchdown.
Is that not the most fullback game of all time right there?
They won the game 16-3.
The Bucs did?
The Bucs did. I don't think we've watched that one.
98
back.
Steelers?
98, yeah.
There's the reason we didn't watch that horrifying team to watch. I lived through it.
Although you say that, you say horrifying?
Actually, 99 was worse.
Both teams were 7-7 after that game.
I know, but I think the Steelers lost out that year after that, so they would have gone from 7-6 to 7-9.
You want to hear Cordell's stat line in that game?
No, I don't.
9-21 for 88 yards and three picks. You want to take a guess who the Bucs quarterback was that day?
In 98?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been Sean King, I think.
You're right, it wouldn't have been Sean King.
Hold on.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't have been him either.
Is it Rob Johnson?
Nope. Wasn't there yet.
Not Brad Johnson.
You guys are out of options.
Okay.
Trent Dilfer.
Jeez. He probably didn't fare much better.
He went 9 of 18 for a buck 11.
God, that's football. When football was football, huh, boys?
All right, Ballsy. You know, oh, man, I can't believe I forgot this guy. Anyways.
All right, so I'm going to give
who's
you
number one.
I'm going to tell you that my number one was Allstott because while he blurred the line and was way more of an actual offensive weapon in a running back than these guys, I mean, the dude still averaged 3.7 yards per carry for his career. He was doing it the hard way. And so I think he more than qualifies as still being called a true running back or true fullback, excuse me. I'm instead going to give you the guy that if we were doing, and I think this is your number one, I suspect, if we were doing this in the pure notion of what a fullback is, Lorenzo Neal.
That's who I had at number one.
Yeah. And I think it was all about, do you want to honor Allstott, who put up big numbers at the position and could also block for Warrick Dunn, or do you want to honor the guy who embodied the position more than any other person? And Lorenzo Neal was that dude. That guy played 16 seasons. He played 239 games in the NFL. His primary job description was run into the meanest guy on the other team at full speed and usually headbutt him. I hope for Lorenzo Neal's sake he lives a very long and happy life post-football.
Yeah.
He's 54 years old. I hope the guy
lives... He's doing sports talk out in California.
I know.
Still.
I hope the guy lives till he's 85 and has zero cognitive issues.
We've had him on the show. Very lucid.
I know. He's extremely, like, well-spoken and articulate. Like, by anybody's standard, football player, fullback, or otherwise, I hope that continues for him. Also impressive, and I think this is a function of who he was blocking for at this point, his three all-pro seasons, a second team and a pair of first teams, are in three of his last 4 years. That's when LaDainian Tomlinson was there. So he's blocking for a guy putting up crazy numbers and probably getting a lot more attention for it.
One guy I included that we didn't get to, I had Tony Richardson.
I had him at four on the Chiefs.
Do you like him, Donnie?
Yes, I had Richardson at four. I had Neal at two. Allstott at one.
I had centers as the honorable mention, Kuhn at five, Kreider four, Neal and Allstott two and one, and then at three, guys still playing, Kyle Juszczyk.
I had him at five.
He's absolutely a real fullback.
You guys, I put number four in here, but I just realized number four wouldn't have counted for me because he didn't play in 2000, so I broke my own rule.
I think Juszczyk is a legit fullback. And he's more of a weapon type of guy, but he absolutely goes in there and lead blocks.
The only thing I'll say about him why I didn't have him higher...
Yeah.
He just doesn't face competition at that position. So he's like always the Pro Bowler. He's always the All Pro.
He's a little too much of an athlete, too.
Right.
Like, I mean, they utilize him in space.
Fullback, I picture the other guys we mentioned. I don't really picture him.
That's why I didn't even bother to check to see what years he played, but that's why I had Daryl Moose Johnston on my list.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.